Hi, I'm Carla Wainwright.
And I'm Little Leah.
And welcome to the Radical Sex Witches podcast, where we explore the themes of sexuality, feminism, consciousness, love, healing, ritual, magic, and all things witchy and wonderful.
Hello, all you fiery females, and welcome to another episode of the Radical Sex Witches. As always, I'm Little Leah, and with me is Carla Wainwright. Hi, Carla.
Hey, Leah.
I know, I can never do anything normal when I introduce you. That's so silly.
No, I'm loving the tunes.
We've got a really exciting episode today, but before we jump into that, we want to remind you to send us your first-time stories for our listener-inspired episode that's coming up in November. And when I say first time, I'm talking about losing your virginity, popping your cherry. Send us a DM or send us an email, and all of that contact info is in our show notes. So anyways, moving right along, we are so excited to be here today with a super special guest from across the pond, Witch of the British, Laleth Grace. Laleth is an English witch who lives in Dorset, south coast of the UK. Her lineage is direct Persian gypsy. As a child, she was told she had the gift, and as she grew and her life unfolded, she decided to go back to her roots and has spent years excavating her gifts. Laleth practices gray eclectic witchcraft and specializes in the divine feminine. She endeavors to share the beautiful magic of the universe in the hopes that we can all rise to a higher level of consciousness. Welcome to the show, Laleth!
Hi! How are you?
Oh, so fantastic. So excited that you're here today.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you mentioned to us before, you know, we get rolling, this is your first podcast ever. And I'm really excited about that, because I found you on Instagram and was like, we need to talk to this woman. She is amazing. I've been a fan of yours for over a year.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I've had offers before and nothing, it just didn't quite feel right. And I just love you, your guys' vibe and message. And so I just thought, yeah, this is the one. I'm going to pop my cherry with you.
Yes. We are honored.
That's amazing. So I know a bit of background of your story because I follow you online, but why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, what brought you to your life today, what everything that you're involved with is?
Well, I think really it comes from, I had a very religious upbringing. So even though my grandparents were Romani gypsy, and there were certain things like that from when I was younger, but my mom actually raised us a Jehovah's Witness. So the spirituality of that has just been a theme all throughout my life. And then going from that to Christianity, to getting baptized, confirmed, and running Bible study groups, home groups and youth workers and all that. And wherever my life would go, always being called back to this spirituality. However, the older I got, the more I realized that it doesn't lay in this kind of this religious environment, spirituality. And there's a lot of things that I just didn't agree with. And that then brought me to my craft, because I could be spiritual, but I could do it in a way that felt natural and good to me, rather than going against things that really, you know, when you question things, the beliefs of the religious system, you know, to go against that is difficult, isn't it? And then it sets turmoil in yourself. And I actually was drinking quite a lot when I was a Christian. There was something not sitting right with me. So that's what brought it all to be here today, because I couldn't walk away from being spiritual and having faiths and having this connection with God, wherever you want to put that, whether you want to put that in nature or spirits or deities. You know, having that connection, I didn't want to walk away from that, but I didn't want to be in a religious setting, you know, and having those rules that I just don't agree with, a lot of them. So that brought me to my faith and where I am today with everything.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I think so many of us have a somewhat similar story, that, you know, we grew up with certain rules or maybe religion or belief systems that were given to us, and they don't necessarily fit, but we also still at the same time feel a deep connection to spirituality. And I love how, you know, you really kept a hold of that. And then, you know, what I really hear you saying is that you came into a true resonance for what it is that feels aligned for you.
Yeah. And that changed actually a lot. So when I first thought, right, I'm really going to get into this, I was kind of more, I don't know how to put this, more on the, I think, what people think being a witch is, and witchcraft and that kind of witch aesthetic. And I was a little bit angry as well. I had a lot of stuff to work through. And then over that came this softer side and realizing, well, actually, I can, you know, have all my beliefs and be fierce and who I am without having that hardness and be soft with it. It's you're just constantly evolving, I think, and changing through it. It's like a process. It's beautiful. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So how did like the Witch of the British come to be, and what is everything that you offer?
I don't even know where that come from, like Witch of the British. I really don't know where that comes from, but it was that was a process too. So with tarot cards, going backwards and forwards throughout going to Christianity, and I have a brother, a gay brother, actually, he's very spiritual, and he kind of introduced me to tarot cards when I was about 14. And I'd had what I said when I was younger, I was told that I had a gift by an auntie of mine who's reading my palms, and she said, you know, but it's not very nice, it's not a nice world to go into. And it was kind of like, and having this belief system as well, that anything that's to do with divination or spiritual experience is evil. So you're kind of battling with that the whole time, aren't you? But I was dabbling with bits and pieces, and then with witchcraft, actually practicing it on and off probably for about 10 years now, not a little bit longer, and then going back to Christianity, and then going and kind of like, do I, don't I, just really feeling like, am I doing something wrong? But it feels so right. So it's kind of like you're battling with your head and with what your spirit is telling you. So the tarot cards were just a fantastic way to kind of channel. And I think the less intrusive way as well. So with, I wasn't happy with hearing things and seeing things, and even like dreaming and having, I think, insights through dreams doesn't sit right. It's a little bit upsetting. And I think you've got to be really stable to take on that kind of open spirituality, and really. So even though I do like that, for me, tarot is, it feels more of a safer way to connect with my spirituality and with my gifts in more of a safe environment, you know. Doesn't feel so, but I have actually thought about I want to start doing more spirit connection, so maybe through like Ouija board practice. I've always wanted to do that. I want to make my own Ouija boards. Do you not agree with that?
No, I don't like Ouija boards personally. I have one from the 60s in my basement. Wow. That's locked away, and the spirits that come to visit me, they don't like it at all. But that's not everybody else's experience, yeah. Right? And like, yeah. The change, as soon as you said, I'm going to make my own, there's that personal touch there that is completely different. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did have a really, not a really bad experience, but a scary experience. But I also think that what we don't know is scary.
Yes.
You know, and even when spirits are in the house, or you feel like, you know, that something's negative around you, is it really negative? Or maybe is it just pissed off? Or is there some communication problem? Or there is that, you know, so there's that whole thing, isn't it? But I think that it isn't something to play around with, and it is something that I would want to educate myself more on before I go. And that's why I'm not going down that road yet, you know, because I'm not fully ready to, but I do want to. That would be the next thing for me, I think. But when that's coming, I don't know. It's exciting. As long as you're protected and you're careful.
1,000%. Yeah, but a lot of us get these tools when we're young and stupid and totally uneducated and like,
do stupid things. Yeah,
that's
but
right.
That's, like, you know, part of the fun of it, I get. But there's also this thing. It really annoys me actually, because I love TikTok. So, and I did have quite I was getting a big account on there, and then I locked myself out. Forgot my password. Well, let me change. So I change it. Nightmare. But I see a lot of these kind of scaremongering videos,
yes,
and ghosts and spirits and hauntings. And you just think, well, if it was that bad, there'd be a lot more badness actually going on. You're not going to get a fucking ghost rooting around in your kitchen at the middle of the night opening drawers. I mean, I'm sure the ghost has got something better to do, you know? Yeah. So there's that level of like stupidness to it that I think, oh God, it's
holy
not-
fuck, is he making a sandwich?
Yeah, banging the kitchen doors. Like, why? It's just not going to, it's just so silly. You know, these things. And, but people feed into it. And I also think the church, that is a good thing for the church, because then they can rule in fear and that, oh, there's all these things out to get you and harm you. And they're not. There's nothing out to get you and harm you, you know. Mm. So, I don't think it's that bad. But no. Again, if something's old, like you say with your one, and you don't know what it's been used for or what energy has stuck to it, so you have to, yeah.
I've had spirits tell me that they don't like it and they want me to put it into a cupboard that I have. They
so
do not
you
like
speak,
it.
You can connect with spirits then. And
I can.
Mediumship?
No, I don't know. I don't have like, say, someone coming to me saying, send this message to a loved one. It's more like someone's just popping up and they're like, they're telling me something inside of my head. I've had all sorts of experiences from minimal to extreme where my life was hell. So, but we're going to talk about that on our next show. So,
right, okay.
That actually is our true topic for the one after you. Is our
that sounds good. I'm going to listen to that.
So Lalith, I want to circle back to when you were just talking about like bringing in this softer element, and I know that you're very connected to the divine feminine.
Yes.
I am too. And I just, I would love to hear how you describe the divine feminine. Like, what does that mean to you? And then how do you make that connection? Like, how do you move that connection throughout your work and in your day?
I think the very basis of it is kind of unlearning a lot of stuff and getting out a lot of things that I think as young women is put on us so that we can be a divine femme and the divine masculine as well. But I don't know about that. So I'm not going to, you know, I can't really go into that, but I do know the work that I've done on myself and the work that I do with women, you know, that come to me, and that it's really this kind of healing at the base of it, I think, is the healing and the undoing of all the misogyny and the crap that we go through. And then when you unheal that, I just think there's women have such beautiful power about them and energy. And to me, that's the divine feminine. And that's kind of strange, actually, because I don't get on with my mother. I don't like her feminine energy. I've had, you know, so you would think that there's, and I think being that, seeing how it can go so wrong, has kind of pushed me in a way to want to find out what it really means to be divine feminine and to what that is. And at the very basis of it, it is healing and undoing a lot of thoughts that we have about ourselves that we put onto other people. So it's all that, it's all tied in with that, really.
Yeah, thank
you. And women are great healers. I think women are naturally healers, you know, and it's a gift that women have, and it's a power that's really taken away from a young age out of fear. I don't know, but you know, it's where I think when you unleash that, you see such changes in women. When they work on that, when they unleash that, like huge changes, and you just become beautiful on the inside, I hope.
I think you do, absolutely. It's a reclamation from what, you know, what was taken from us, and connecting with the divine feminine, you know, really sparks that healer within, and so many of the other qualities that many of us have lost and are in the process of reclaiming.
Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
What about, you know, you're also a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you use these skills, your witchy skills, you know, to make your business thrive?
On Etsy. So I have a I do readings on Etsy, and I love it. I love that I can make some extra money off it. It's fantastic, helps with me and the kids, and then I spend it on crystals and more stuff like that, so it doesn't go anywhere. And, you know, ingredients to make other things and other witchy things. I've got, like, I just done some oils the other day and bought the bottles for them, and so that's nice. So yeah, on Etsy. I did want to, I was making boxes, I think, when I started as well, these moon boxes that I was painting and everything. That was quite nice, but I stopped that for some reason. But I think I'm going to put some oils on there on Etsy. So it's not like a huge business, but I, what I love about it, I think if you're artistic, so I was a hairdresser by trade, and I'm actually going into counseling. So I've done a couple of drugs and alcohol counseling, and but if you're artistic, I think it's a if you want something as a side hustle and a sideline, and then if you can make it to be, you know, your full-time thing. And kind of what I mean by that is paying all your bills, you know, we've got to live, we've got bills to pay, then, you know, that's great. But if anyone was out there and really had a love for it and witchy things, and, you know, and you wanted to make some money off it, you 100% you could. Yeah. But for me, it's the readings, and they're really popular, like crazy popular. And because what I do, when I started it, I would email the reading over, but I record it now and put it onto YouTube. Oh. And then, yeah, so I'll record it like on this camera now, and I'll record it privately and send a link to the person, and then it's unlisted, so no one else can watch it, but they get to watch it. And I think that actually the other day I was doing one and the door went, and you know, like we're sat here now, and I know it's just the hearing, but us are on the video thing, aren't we? So, well, I'm wearing a dress. Well, that day I had a t-shirt on, but I didn't have any bottoms on, because I thought, well, the video's just here, right? And I've got the cards here and everything. And then the door went. And I was like 20 minutes into this reading, so I'm not going to start it all again. So I was like, hello, hello. And they wouldn't answer me. It's the front door. It's a delivery. So I had to get up and go and pull my top down and run to the door. So I was like, oh God, I hope they don't report me for like indecent exposure or something. But they couldn't. They couldn't see anything. So... all funny games, yeah.
The special bonus added, yeah, to their reading.
Yeah. Well, they sent me a message. They laughed. They thought it was funny. That's, you know, funny. And the cat will come running in, and, you know, working from home, it is, isn't it? It is a bit, anything can happen. Yeah.
It's called real life.
Yeah. I actually showered today for this, so I didn't look like such a trash panda when we met. So,
I love them trash pandas. We don't get them here. And I see loads of videos of them, and they're so cute.
Oh, are you talking about raccoons? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about myself looking like, I got hit by a semi truck or something. Like my normal work day from home. So, Lalith, we know that you have a witch school, and we would love to learn more about that.
Yeah, so I come up with a witch school because I've got so many messages of people saying, can you point me in the right direction for a book? What can you recommend and everything? Now, I'm not a big book person. So, well, I am, but I didn't really have, couldn't with good heart send someone to somewhere saying, there you go, that's going to be everything. Because I think everything's so, with the craft, I think it's very individual. And usually when with any witchcraft books, but I haven't read that many, so that the ones that I have, I find that they're very kind of on a one track as to that view. So me, I didn't have anywhere that I could send people that came to me. So I thought, well, I'm going to set up a witch school. And on YouTube, and then people can come and just learn, because I get loads and loads of questions. And it was just somewhere where I could direct people then that came to me. Because I do get anxiety, I wanted it to be every Friday, but I do get anxiety. So I can't do it every Friday because I'll talk myself out of it, you know? So it's or something, or with the kids, and it's and then I didn't. So I've done a couple on YouTube, and then I did one live that's on the Instagram, but I always do them live, so people, they get involved and ask each other questions. I got loads of great feedback off it, you know, so that's on my YouTube. Yeah, Baby Witch School. But then I don't know if you should say baby witch score or beginner witch. But I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. It's cute. Yeah. And I've heard other people like use that term before too. And it's,
yeah,
when it's baby, it kind of like, it's not like you're a baby. I feel it's more as like, we're here to nurture you and to grow you into,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I think as well, it was with a book, you can read something, but it's like, if I read a book, I have 100 other questions. Or because I learned practically, for me to read something isn't necessarily going to go into my mind. I have to watch something or do something. So it just made more sense to do that. Yeah. And yes, I have got to get on and do another one, which I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember here, but obviously, so people should go to your YouTube to learn things, but what about some other resources if, you know, they're wanting to explore their inner witch, but they don't really know where to start? Do you have any other good resources that they might be directed to?
I think if you want to start witchcraft, if you're into it, if you're interested about it, I think just get on social media and get people around you that are like-minded. I really think it's the best way, because you're going to have to work through who you are and where you sit in it, because there's so many different types. And I think also you'll feel called to something, but you won't feel called to, like, I love astrology, but I don't feel called to it at all, you know, whereas some witches do, some witches don't. So, and as well with different types of magic, you're going to get people who are more herb witches, you know, and are really up on that and, you know, use that with everything. And I think that's brilliant. But then you've got to feel really called to that way. Or you're going to get more divination witches or witches that work heavily with the moon. And so I think just learn as much as you can and figure out who you are. And I really do think nowadays that's in social media. I do. I think you could read 100 books, but still what you're going to learn off social media, whether you like that idea or not, it's true. You do learn a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of false information out there, but there is in books anyway. So, you know, yeah, just get out there and get on with it and enjoy it and practice it and jump in with both feet, you know, and follow some brilliant pages like mine.
Your pages are brilliant.
And yours.
And I was sad when you had to restart your TikTok, because I did watch your videos over there and I was like, oh my God, yeah, that must be annoying. So brutal, starting from scratch again.
Yeah, that's annoying. Because I got over 6,000 followers. And when you get to 1,000, you can do live readings. So I started doing that because I loved the energy of that. And I had to stop all that. So now I'm building it up, and I think I've only got like 300 on my new TikTok, but it's growing. I do like the videos. I like that. And I think as well, them types of videos on TikTok as well are good to learn, because it's a lot of important information, but in short bursts. So you'll get it and you can save it, and then you can, you know, do it yourself, or you can save it and write in your own book of shadows and, you know, to practice. So there's all that. TikTok's good like that, I think, for short bursts of information. Mm-hmm. You just got to, not get caught up in the negativity too much, I guess.
Absolutely. So Lalith, I know that you're a mom, and I'm also a mom. I've got 3 kids, and I'm curious how you're sharing with your kids and helping them nurture their own gifts around being a witch or anything that relates to the realm of magic in some way.
Well, my little one, I've had to tell her to stop it, because she's in year, she's 6. So she's in the little years. And she's telling everyone at school her mom is a witch. And I said, you've got to be careful. Because, Arianna, not everyone's got this good idea about witches. So and she was saying that she was a witch. Now, honestly, I don't give a shit. It's good, right? But we know what kids can be like and how mean they can be and stuff. So that's what I'm thinking. So I said to her, well, you're not a witch yet. You're a baby witch. So you just like to do things like mommy does, you know, and try to, rather than her going around telling everyone she's a witch at school and then getting, but she's quite feisty, so she'll take anything on, you know. But she gets totally involved. She does the tarot with me. So she'll say, can I pick a card, Mom? And then also with the tarot, I'll ask her to explain the card. What does it look like to her? What can she see? We do lots of things with nature and trees. And I think with children, to put them in touch with their spirituality, and the best way to do that is through nature. Mm-hmm. And to say, you know, look, how thank you for the trees. The trees are giving us all this air. How beautiful is that? Look at the lovely colors, you know. And if the moon's out in the day, like it was today, she spotted it, and we talk about it. And so I think with children, it's an easy way to go, just go more nature and spirituality. And what else does she do with me? She'll make, if we're making, like I do for my, you know, the wheel of the year. And so our little altar offerings, and so she'll get involved with that, and she likes making them with me and being creative like that, the creative side she likes. So that's fun. And that's really the basis of my witchcraft. So that's what I'm teaching her. So things with deities and stuff like that, I could understand it, but to me they're more personifications of energies, or of, you know, even if like with Lilith, you know, she was a person, a real person, but it's still to me that personification of the energy. So I don't really work with them. So that isn't something that I teach to my daughter, you know, too much. My eldest, because she was more, she remembers the Christian times and everything. Sometimes she asks me to read the tarot cards for her about a question or something that's happening. She'll ask me to consult the cards. And she does actually wear an obsidian necklace and things like that. So she's 19. So she's more into like that side of it, that spiritual side of it. And I say to her about like the affirmations and how we speak, and that her words have spells. But she's at that age where it's a little bit difficult to connect with her, to be honest, about, you know, stuff, I think, like that. Whereas my little one, she loves it. She'll get the incense and the sage, and she'll be like this, wafting it around her head, saying, I'm a witch, and this, and making up little songs. And that, it's just brilliant to watch the freedom of it, you know, and the enjoyment behind it and things like that. So, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I relate really to your story. I mean, very similar, just sharing a lot of things with my kids when they were little, and I continue to. They're teens now, and you know, just as they need to individuate from their parents, they kind of take a step back. But every once in a while, I see them do something or get a glimmer of, you know, all right, okay, so it's there, and they'll return to it in whatever way they want to as they become adults.
Yeah. And Ariana as well, my youngest, if she's got like a bruise or something, or something hurts, her tummy hurts, or she'll ask me to put a crystal, she'll always say, put a crystal on it. And then I let her pick which one she wants. And, you know, so she's totally like, she's all in. She right. I can't wait till she's older and she's like, you know, doing little spells with her friends and stuff. It'll be interesting to see how it all folds out, you know, unfolds. That's it, as she goes through the, you know, the school years. Because I want her to be strong in her beliefs. And I just hope that she's in a safe place at school that she can do that. Because where we are down south UK, the schools are very Christian based as well. So, and it is just like that down here. You know, it's like a kind of Bible Belt type thing. So it's just something to keep in mind, I guess.
I think that she's probably going to be pretty amazing. Like when you were saying this is what she's into, I was like, my exact thought was what you said is like, where is she going to be down the road? Like it's going to be incredible.
That's it. And I think if you truly love something, you stand on that, don't you? If you truly believe in something and love it, you'll stand on it no matter what. So I just, whatever path my children take, I just want them to know that they've got the power within them and the strength and the spirituality and the ability to get through whatever they need to get through. They don't need to source it from outside. So if she's got that, I'm good.
That's amazing. Key life learning.
Yeah.
So we have a question that we ask all of our guests when they come on the show.
Oh, God.
It's not that bad. We just want to know, what does being a radical sex witch mean to you?
Having a sexual energy that you don't have to excuse, and you don't have to not just excuse, but excuse to yourself, you know, and just be you. And that's, you don't have to be promiscuous. You don't have to be, like, it's wherever, it should be like a non-issue. Yeah. And wherever that sits with you. And I think what's happening now is you see a lot of women are overtly going for it as a kind of almost like a middle finger up to, you know, society, saying we can do this now. And I think that's good, but I think that'll calm down a little bit. However, I don't believe in that. When you shouldn't have sex with people because you share this, that you take all their negative energy and everything, because if that was the case, you take all the positive energy as well, or you know, it just doesn't happen like that. And I think if you make love to somebody, or you have that energetic connection, which I think is a mindful thing, then fine. Yeah, you can, but that's not what sex is like, you know, for everyone. It doesn't have to be like that. So do what you want. As long as you're not hurting anyone, what does it matter? But I think you should not have to excuse your behavior. Definitely.
100%. 100%. So Lala, if we want to share with our listeners how to find out more about you. So you mentioned you're on a few different platforms. So what are the best ways to people find out more about you and your work?
Yes, it would be Instagram, Witch of the British, TikTok, Witch of the British, and YouTube, Laleth Grace. I do have the Etsy shop, which is Witch of the British, but I'm pretty good with my messages. I do get a lot of messages, especially on Instagram, but, you know, I love talking to people on there. So the first thing I do when I wake up is I go on my Instagram. I know it's naughty, but I do. So I know you shouldn't go on social media straight away, but I do. And then I say, and this is a Romney Gypsy thing as well. Every morning when you wake up, you say, a miracle is going to happen for me today. And what it does is puts it out there into the ether. And you just say every day and then forget about it, you know, in the morning. It's just a nice way. So we do that.
I love that. Well, thank you so, so, so much for being here. It is so awesome to connect with you and have you as a guest on our show. It means a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for having me. It's been lots of fun.
Of course.
It sure has.
So lovely witches from around the world. That's Laleth Grace, Witch of the British. But next time you're going to want to tune in, as we already like kind of spilled the beans a little, continuing on with our October trend, we're going to be talking about ghost stories. Anyways, I'm Little Leah.
And I'm Carla. We are the Radical Sex Witches, and we will see you next time.
Hello, witchy listener. It's Carla here. If you're feeling disconnected from pleasure and unfulfilled in life, reach out to me and let's connect on a free call. I love helping women like you shift to owning your sexual power, reconnecting to your body, and finding your unique radical sex witch within. Go to carlawainwright.com or find my contact info in the show notes. Let's co-create a life for you that is truly turned on.